Hi, Derek. This is Ulises Arada from Premier EDS. Part of the big game you got tonight was yards after catch. You know, your receivers got a really good space after the catch.
Yeah.
How do you feel throwing it, at, you know, in Mexico City High?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was great. And, you know, in the NFL, the defenses are so good, they're going to be right there. And so our guys did a great job of catching it and breaking a lot of tackles. And in the NFL, that's important. You got to have guys that can make plays after the catch. And we have a lot of guys, not just at receiver or tight end, but also in our running backs and our fullback, you know, as well. So it was really fun, though, to play in that altitude. I didn't throw one as far as I wanted to. That would have been fun. But next time.
Speaking of fullbacks, Alex Marvez from Sporting News. How did that play unfold? And also, yeah. What did it mean? How much did it trigger this offense at that point? Because it really changed the game.
Yeah, so first and foremost, it starts with the offensive line. Because to do what I wanted to do, we talked about this actually at the press conference earlier this week, to do some of the things that I want to do to help my game grow, they kind of got to, you know, be stout and those kind of things. And Austin ran a great pass rusher by. We were firm inside and I stepped up, tried to hold the safety inside. He was on Mike. And then, you know, I thank the Lord I had enough time to make the flat player try and jump, you know, our flat. And then I had time to, you know, throw it to Alawale. And all of those things, everyone pats me on the back and, you know, gives Mays, you know, high five and all that. But it really only happens because our offensive line gave me so much time.
Hi, Derek. A couple of questions over here on your left. First of all, we're talking about the environment with Coach Del Rio.
Yeah.
And what do you think about this environment, this atmosphere here in Azteca Stadium? And second, what did Coach Del Rio do with this team? Because there was a team that bunch of years without the playoffs, and suddenly you are leaders of your division. So what did the coach did with this team?
Man, so I'll talk about Coach first. You know, Coach, he's super competitive. He likes us to have grit. He likes that toughness in us. And he just brought a culture of, you know, these are the kind of things that we expect to do. And we're going to work our tails off to where we do that. And to speak on the environment, I'm a big soccer fan. And so to be able to play, I was able to play at Wembley, you know, my rookie year. And then being able to play here, you know, was, I mean, it was amazing. You know, you talk about the hand of God goal and, you know, all those things. You know, the game of the century. I still, you know, I think the plaque's around here somewhere. You know, there's so much history. There's so much, you know, rowdiness. And, you know, I love soccer, so it gave me kind of a soccer feel. You know, it had that feel to it. It was loud. There was a buzz in the air the whole time. And I enjoy that a lot.
Hey, good night. Hey, good night. What is your opinion about the playing in Estadio Azteca?
My opinion in playing here?
Yes.
Loved it. Very honored to be able to play in such a historic place. And I think the fans were amazing, especially because they were pretty much all Raider fans.
And the Mexican fans?
The Mexican fans were amazing. Yeah, that's what I think that's who I was talking about. They were amazing. You know, I think that they, you know, I don't know if there's much football played down here, but they understand the game. They get it. They love it. They're passionate about it. And I love it. And you know, I come back, you know, to Mexico in the off season. You know, spend some time here. So I love it here. So if you ask me to, you know, come back and play, I'm down for it.
Hey, Derek, how did the confidence that you guys have built up over the last few weeks help you on a night like tonight when not everything was going your way? You find yourself down in the fourth quarter. You had to dig in.
You know, to be honest, it starts way long ago. You know, my rookie year when we were trying to build a new culture. You know, and you know, some may think that's crazy, but we needed to build character and build toughness and resound about us that it doesn't resiliency about us that it didn't matter what the situation is. We know what we can do. We know what we're capable to do of doing, and let's go do it. And I think that has built and grown over. I think we can all agree that's built and grown over the last couple of years. And it unfolded today. We got punched in the mouth, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, and we were throwing them back, and it was 10-10, tied game, tough game at half. And, you know, we weren't doing things the way we usually want to do things, executing-wise, but there was no doubt in anybody's mind that we were going to come back and win the football game. And I think that, you know, you can't just have that one day. You can't just say, hey, we're going to grit down this time. I mean, that is built over years. And, you know, I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Hey, Derek, what clicked there in the fourth quarter? What just got this offense back on track?
I think Mays that play. You know, I think it was that play, right, where everything kind of just started. Points were going everywhere, and I think that Mays and the offensive line deserve a lot of credit. We stayed the course as a team. The defense made that huge stop. The play of the game to me, it wasn't the offensive play. It was the third down run that Malcolm chased the guy down and tackled him short of the yard to gain. Watch him on that play. I mean, he almost gets thrown, you know, because he's trying to get off the block, and he could have easily quit, you know, could have easily been blocked, but he kept fighting. And Malcolm made the play of the day right there. I think that's the play of the game that goes unseen and unheard, but that was the play.
Derek, Jesus, did you miss J.J. Watt tonight?
I'm sorry?
Did you miss J.J. Watt tonight?
I missed J.J. today. Miss J.J. J.J., I'm thankful you stayed home, but... You know, I did. I have been praying for JJ. I never wish any bad for anybody.
Raiders are 8-2, just behind the Pats. What does this mean for you?
It means we're doing things the right way. It means we're heading the right direction. It means that our process and our plan is working. But I mean, Khalil will get up here and tell you the same thing. We are not even close to where we want to be and where we're going to be. And I say where we're going to be because I believe in the men in that room. And how we work. We work really hard. And nothing is easy in this league. And I just believe in the character in that locker room that we're going to stay humble and work hard.